Our help is in the name of the Lord, who has made heaven and earth, who keepeth truth forever, and who never forsaketh the works of his own hands. Amen. Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God the Father and Christ Jesus our Lord, in communion with the Holy Ghost. Amen. Congregation, let us sing from Psalter 217, all stanzas. Remember not, O God, the sins of long ago. In tender mercy visit us, distressed and humbled low. 1 through 4 of 217.
Thank you.
Scripture reading for this morning hour can be found in the Gospel according to Luke, in the 15th chapter, the first 24 verses. Luke 15, verses 1 through 24. But first we will read the Holy Law of God according to Exodus 20. And God spake all these words, saying, I am the Lord thy God, which have brought thee out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage. Thou shalt have no other gods before me. And thou shalt not make unto thee any graven image, or any likeness of anything that is in heaven above, or that is in the earth beneath, or that is in the water under the earth. Thou shalt not bow down thyself to them, nor serve them, for I, the Lord thy God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children, unto the third and fourth generation of them that hate me, and and showing mercy unto thousands of them that love me and keep my commandments. Thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless that taketh his name in vain. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. 6 days shalt thou labor and do all thy work, but the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord thy God. In it thou shalt not do any work, thou, nor thy son, nor thy daughter, thy manservant, nor thy maidservant, nor thy cattle, nor thy stranger that is within thy gates. For in 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth, the sea and all that in them is, and rested the seventh day. Wherefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and hallowed it. Honor thy father and thy mother, and that thy days may be long upon the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. Thou shalt not kill. Thou shalt not commit adultery. Thou shalt not steal. Thou shalt not bear false witness against thy neighbor. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's house. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's wife, nor his manservant, nor his maidservant, nor his ox, nor his ass, nor anything that is thy neighbor's. Luke 15, and the first 24 verses. Then drew near unto him all the publicans and sinners for to hear him. And the Pharisees and scribes murmured, saying, This man receiveth sinners, and eateth with them. And he spake this parable unto them, saying, What man of you, having 100 sheep, if he lose one of them, doth not leave the 99 in the wilderness, and go after that which is lost, until he find it? And when he hath found it, he layeth it on his shoulders, rejoicing. And when he cometh home, he calleth together his friends and neighbors, saying unto them, Rejoice with me, for I have found my sheep which was lost. I say unto you that likewise joy shall be in heaven over one sinner that repenteth, more than over 99 just persons, which need no repentance. Either what woman, and having 10 pieces of silver, if she lose one piece, doth not light a candle and sweep the house and seek diligently till she find it? And when she hath found it, she calleth her friends and her neighbors together, saying, Rejoice with me, and for I have found the piece in which I had lost. Likewise, I say unto you, there is joy in the presence of the angels of God over one sinner that repenteth. And he said, A certain man had 2 sons, and the younger of them said to his father, Father, give me the portion of goods that falleth to me. And he divided unto them his living. And not many days after, the younger son gathered all together and took his journey into a far country, and there wasted his substance with riotous living. And when he had spent all, there arose a mighty famine in that land, and he began to be in want. And he went and joined himself to a citizen of that country, and he sent him into his fields to feed swine. And he would fain have filled his belly with the husks that the swine did eat, and no man gave unto him. And when he came to himself, he said, How many hired servants of my father's have bread enough and to spare, and I perish with hunger? I will arise and go to my father, and will say unto him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and before thee, and am no more worthy to be called thy son. Make me as one of thy hired servants. And he arose and came to his father. But when he was yet a great way off, his father saw him and had compassion, and ran and fell on his neck and kissed him. And the son said unto him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and in thy sight, and am no more worthy to be called thy son. But the father said to his servants, Bring forth the best robe, and put it on him, and put a ring on his hand, and shoes on his feet, and bring hither the fatted calf, and kill it, and let us eat and be merry. For this my son was dead and is alive again. He was lost and is found. And they began to be merry. So far, the reading of God's holy word. Let us try to pray and ask for the blessing and the help of the Lord. O Lord of the heavens and of the earth, thou who dost still in thy long suffering spare each and every one of us, that we may be permitted in this morning hour to awake from our beds and to receive the sustenance for the body, and then all to be permitted to put now aside in this day, the day that thou hast hallowed, the day that thou hast sanctified, as we have read it out of thy holy word, that we may lay aside all the labors of our hands that we do take day by day in this world, that we may be enabled to get through this world, and that we may provide for ourselves and for our loved ones under all of thy guiding hand and thy providence. But thou givest us in this morning
And that privilege that we may put it in this day all to the side for a little while. And that we may come together on that day that thou hast sanctified. And as we have read it together, a day that thou didst rest from all of thy labors. Oh, it is a day that thou hast put aside that we may also rest. But Lord, thou knowest that by nature that we have no desire, but also that by grace that there is a people that have no rest and that do labor, oh, that they may come again into that blessed communion with him whom their heart that has learned to miss. Oh, as the heart is pent for the water brooks, so their soul does long for thee. Oh, Lord, could it please thee, and that so as some have come up in this morning hour, and that have a heart that does long for thee, and that they may return again, and that they may come again into that blessed communion that their heart has come to miss. Oh, that is the effect, that is the consequence of the working of thy Holy Spirit. When thou hast lost that one sheep, and when thou from thy place didst leave the 99, and that thou may come to seek it, all that which was lost. Oh, then, Lord, thou dost bring it, and thou dost put it upon thy shoulders, and that thou bringest it back again. And then there is joy in heaven over that one sinner who begins to weep over his own iniquity and over his own sin, and that cannot go on anymore in that way that he has been born, in that way of nature. Oh, then there is a new life, Lord, that is crying after thee, but a life that is not able to find thee. Oh, then the labors, they are so, so many. And the discouragements also are so many in the life of that people. And sometimes also the way that can be so long. And Lord, thou knowest where that they are, also in the midst of us. And thou givest in the way of this life a day of rest. But, oh, there is a rest that also belongs to the people of the Lord. Oh, then when they may enter into that rest, oh, then all the labors are finished. Oh, Lord, we read in thy word, oh, then the bird, he escapeth free. Oh, then that people, and then they may see. And then they may see where is the freedom. Then they may see where is the rest that belongs to the true people of the Lord. Oh, then there is freedom to enter in into the way of mercy and grace for the chiefest of the sinners. And Lord, that is now what we need, young and old. Thou knowest thy own way with thy own people. And thou knowest the little lambs, and that thou hast given life unto, and that thou hast given to hear thy voice. O Lord, could it please thee in this day to visit those little lambs, and that thou may lead them in that way that goes after the great shepherd. O that they may be led from step to step, and that they may be given a little instruction on the way, and that they may be given to enter a little into the blessedness of the mystery of free and sovereign grace that will be the rejoicing and the joy of that church to a never-ending eternity, and that will be so to the honor and the glory of thy great and holy name. O Lord, we beseech it of thee. We are so undeserving, for thou knowest that we also do day by day bow down to the idols of this world. And thou sayest that thou art a jealous God. Oh, then it is a wonder that we with our children still may be permitted to go on and to have a place in this world, and that we are not cut off by thee, by thy holy jealousy, for thy great and thy holy name. And then especially those who do make a profession of that name, and that do live in the midst of this world, a life that is no example. O Lord, thou sayest that also thy people, they are to be as a candle upon a candlestick. Oh, they are to be as a city upon an hill. But thou knowest that it is so often so wrong in the life of thy people that they do go into the temples of the idol gods. Oh, Lord, could it please thee to bring that people again, to grant them that thy hand may have dealings with them. Oh, then it is necessary to bring them even into that land of Babylon, where they have to put their harps upon the willows, and they are not able to sing the song of Zion. But when thou wilt deliver them again, when thou wilt instruct them not to go after the idols, and when thou wilt bring them again to their own land, oh, then their hearts, they will rejoice. Oh, then their lips, they shall sing thy praise. Oh, Lord, that thou mayst so remember all thy children, and grant in thy house a little food and drink, a little leading of thy spirit, a little inshining by him who is the Son of Righteousness, and who is able to give light and life and liberty and warmth to those hearts that are dead and cold and wretched and sinful and wayward in themselves. O Lord, that thou mayst so give thy presence to be feelingly and believingly in the midst of us, and that thou mayst draw also hearts. Oh, draw the hearts, Lord, of those whose hearts do still wander upon that broad way that leadeth to destruction. Oh, open the poor blind eyes, and oh, give us eyes to see, hearts to understand. Oh, give that the desires and the will may be so completely renewed in this morning hour, and by one word of thy Holy Spirit, that the new birth may be experienced, and that a man may begin to cry for the first time after the true and the living God. Oh, how we wait, Lord. Oh, how we wait upon thee. We need thy blessing, and we are so dependent upon thee for everything, as thy servant to bring thy word, but also when we do sit and listen. O Lord, thou knowest the understanding of our hearts. Oh, that thou may give us simplicity as thy servant to speak, that we may be enabled to speak, that also the children may understand it. But oh, do lead us all together into the blessed mysteries of thy holy word. Wilt thou supply for all the afflicted and the sick ones in the midst of us? Oh, we also lay before thee once again him that is to receive surgery in the week to come. Thou knowest where that he is and all that he needs. Oh, Lord, supply for the doctors, help them, guide them, and watch over him when he is under their hands, and wilt thou bring him through? And could it please thee to supply for the soul also an undeserved blessing, strengthen his wife, and be with all the afflicted, all that are also the young. Lord, thou knowest also the child in our midst. Oh, so many difficulties. of the body continually and for so many years. Oh, that thou mayst supply for him. And wilt thou give a solution to those parents? Oh, give them. And that it may drive them, Lord, to thy throne of grace. Oh, that they might need thee for this. But oh, that their souls may also need thee. And Lord, supply in all the need. Help that boy. And wilt thou remember us all together. And we are before thy countenance in this morning hour. Lord, oh, be thou a God that does not look upon our sins. Oh, remember not the sins of long ago. But wilt thou look upon thy only begotten Son and grant us a forfeited blessing out of thy heavenly store. We ask it for Jesus' sake. Amen. While your offering is being received, we'll sing from Psalter 102, all stanzas. In thy wrath and hot displeasure, chasten not thy servant, Lord. Let thy mercy without measure help and peace to me afford. The last collection today is for the building fund, Psalter 102.
Thank you.
Then drew near unto him all the publicans and sinners for to hear him. Is the congregation not a wonder? They drew near unto him. That is, they were drawn to him. Then there was something in his words that were to them so sweet. There was something in his words that was to them so suitable that their heart and that was drawn, that they may come again, and that they may hear, and that they may listen to the words of the Lord Jesus Christ, publicans and sinners. The Pharisees and the scribes, it was not so. There was nothing that drew them. There was nothing in his words that they found to be sweet. There was nothing that was suitable for their own case. Therefore, it was also these that were offended. They were offended at what? This man receiveth sinners and eateth with them. Oh, then we see and that there has to be room. There has to be a place made in the heart of a man for the words of the Lord Jesus Christ. Else there is no place. And what kind of a place is that? The Lord Jesus, he says that now in the midst of this multitude. And we wish in this morning hour with the Lord's help to consider something of this with you. Out of the words of our text, which you can find in the last part of the 14th verse of Luke 15. Luke 15, in the last part of verse 14, only these words, and he began to be in want. So far, the words of our text. The prodigal's want. First, the cause of this want. Second, the experience of this want. And third, the fruit of this want. And he began to be in want. The prodigal's want. First, the cause. Second, the experience. Third, the fruit of this want. There is, congregation, much want in the midst of this world, but not all want is the same. No, in general, we may say that that word may be used in two different senses. There is the want of our desire, the heart that is going out, that is desiring all the things that are in this world, that we are desiring more and more, and that we may increase and increase, and then after many times sinful things in this world, and many times after the things that are not ours, thus a wretched, a covetous heart, a want. But then there is another want. That is the want of a great need. That is the want, and that is when a man is lacking the very necessities of this life. And he began to be in want. Who is this? And what now is this want that is spoken of in the words of our text? Then we have to go back, and we have to see who is speaking and what he is speaking about. That is, the Lord Jesus Christ. And the Lord Jesus, he is telling a parable. And why? Well, before him, there are the Pharisees and the scribes. and he will teach them good doctrine. Will we also have a desire in this morning to learn this good doctrine? What does the Lord Jesus say? He says, a certain man had two sons. What a blessing to have two sons. And what, congregation, a great responsibility. Do we feel that as we ought to feel that, parents? What a great love that is in the heart of a father and a mother for their children, who is now able in this world to diminish, to take away that love in the heart of a father, in the heart of a mother, because those sons, those daughters, they are our bone and our flesh. And they are those that are bearing our own image. A certain man had two sons. The younger of them said unto his father, Father, give me the portion of goods that falleth to me. And he divided unto them his living. Congregation, what a disappointment that our sons, that our daughters may be. Especially when they are come to some years. And then it can be a disappointment that we had never expected when they were young, when they were children. And when we had in our view what they would be when they are grown, then there are hopes, then there are expectations in the hearts of a father and of a mother. And now what a great disappointment that it is possible that our sons and our daughters may be. How important is the upbringing of our children? That is, when they are so very young. Why? Because, as Solomon says, train up a child in the way that he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it. And yet, then it is possible that we do bring up our children all we think in that same way. And yet it can go so different with the one as with the other. And yet, in the end, then we find still that we are fools. Because in the end, as we see it is in this parable, then it is possible that everything still goes in the opposite way than we had thought. So that the Lord's ways, they are so much higher than our ways. Father, give me the portion that falleth unto me. This son, he has a want. Oh, what kind of a want is that? Oh, is that then that same want that we read in the words of our text, that he began to be in want? No, we feel that this is a different want that is living in the heart of this son. Oh, there are sons. They are waiting, congregation, for father and mother to die. Why? That they may receive the portion that falleth unto me. Then it is not the love of father, then it is not the love of mother, but it is the love of all that is in this world. And now this son, he is not even willing to wait for that time that his father will pass away. But he is asking already in his life, Father, give unto me and that portion of goods that falleth unto me. Oh, how is that, young people? Or is that in our life that we are growing older and we are growing capable and we are growing stronger and we have the ability now to give something back unto our father and to our mother of our strength, of our love, of all of our ability, but we are still saying, Father, give. This son, he is not willing to wait. He wants his portion now. How is it? How is that, boys and girls? Are we not willing to wait? But do we want everything immediately? Oh, this world that is so full of covetousness. And our heart is so full of covetousness. The eye that is not satisfied with seeing. The ear that is not satisfied with hearing. Father, give me the portion that falleth to me. And he divided unto them his living. And not many days after, younger son gathered all together and took his journey into a far country, and there wasted his substance with riotous living. Sometimes it is a great burden for a young people to live in their own home, to live with father, to live with mother, to live with family. And sometimes, congregation, this burden is understandable because we live in an awful day. We live in a day when Satan has so much influence to break down our families. We live in a day wherein Satan, he takes the heart of father and of mother. And they are busy with interest in all of this world. To the neglect and sometimes even to the abuse of their own children. Oh, how bitter. How bitter now is the life of so many children. How bitter is the life of so many young people when we would only enter into the doors of many homes in this world. Oh, then it is understandable that when those children, they are growing older, that they are seeking to get out, to get out, to get out. But here the case is a different case. And often it is so. How often is that case not so otherwise? When there is a loving home, when there is a caring father, a caring mother, and those that do provide everything for their sons and for their daughters, but there is discontent. Oh, there is discontent in the heart of a young person. Why? Because he cannot live as he wants to live. And what do we read here? Riotous living. Oh, he is not allowed to live because of the rules of father and of mother. He is not allowed to live and to live out all of the sin and all of the desires that are dwelling in his heart. Oh, is that so for you, young people? Oh, you say, in my house there is no television. And we are not allowed to have a DVD. And I am not allowed, and I am old enough, but I am not allowed to go to the bar. And I am not allowed to go to the theater. And I am a young man, and my father will not let me wear a necklace. And he will not let me spike my hair. And I am a young woman, and I cannot, oh, I always have to have a dress. And we have to go to church and we have to read the Bible and we have to pray. Oh, it is too restricted. It is much too restricted. I have no freedom. I am not allowed to do the things that I want to do and that everyone else in this world is allowed to do. And not many days after, the younger son gathered all together and took his journey into a far country, and there wasted his substance with riotous living. Why? Oh, he was tired of it. And he was done with that life of his parents. Oh, he went to a far country, and the further the better, because then he cannot hear his father anymore. He cannot hear his father anymore warn him. And the further the better. Why? Well, actually, if I do not have to see father and mother, oh, then my conscience also will not be troubled with a reminder. Riotous living. Oh, there I can do as I please. There everything, the whole world is open to me. And there is no voice to warn me. And there is no hand to correct me. Oh, he gathered all together and took his journey into a far country. Oh, see him going. See him going, young people, children. Does he now look back once? Does he now look back to that place that he has come from? Oh, does he look back once to see his father weeping? Oh, does he look back once to feel something of how that he has rent his heart? Does he look back once that he may consider once what he now owes unto his father? And that blessed upbringing that he has received in the house of his father? Oh, there he goes. No, he does not look back. No, he goes forward. He goes on and on because he is going to a new life. He is going to a better life. Oh, he is going to a free life. He is going to now have an independent life. And there wasted his substance with riotous living. And there, when he was in that far country, did he think about his father then? No, he did not think about his father then. Why not? Because he was much too busy. He was much too busy enjoying all of this life. And how is it now, congregation, with us? Do we also think about our Maker? Do we also think about our Creator? Do we also think about that place from which we have come? Do we miss His communion? Because now this parable of the Lord Jesus that is not told in order that he may speak about all the things of this life. No, that is not just told, young people, that he may warn you for the things of this world. But the Lord Jesus speaks about things that are so much higher. The Lord Jesus speaks about things that are so much more important. The Lord Jesus, he is speaking about things that are spiritual. Oh, of what does he speak? He speaks, congregation, of our departure. He speaks of our departure from our Maker, from our Creator. Oh, how was it in that home when the Lord has made, when he has created us? Or was that then a place where we were neglected? Is that then a place where we were abused? Or is it not just the opposite? Was that not a place of great love? Was that not a place of great provision? That everything was given that was necessary for this natural life. And then not only for this natural life, but also then there was a blessed communion. All that he has walked with God, and that he has talked with God, and that God, he has given him everything that was necessary, that he may fulfill his duty, and that he may earn that everlasting life that was promised unto him in his obedience. But congregation, there came what? By the instigation of Satan, there came a discontent. Oh, then there was not sufficient freedom. Then we were too restricted. We did not want to be dependent anymore. But we wanted to go on unrestrained. We did not want the law of God, no. But we wanted to make our own law. We wanted to be a law unto ourselves. Oh, Satan, he says, you shall be as gods. You yourselves may decide what is good, what is bad, what is right, what is not right, what is moral, what is immoral. And then you may do whatever that you please. And took his journey into a far country. Oh, how much further can we go away from the Lord than into the kingdom of Satan? What is now further from God than Satan himself, for whom that we have chosen in our father Adam? Oh, congregation, did we look back? Did we consider once how much that the Lord had given to us? Did we consider once the bounty? Did we consider once the love? Did we consider once the care? Oh, no. But we went on. We went on anyway because it was going to be a new life. Oh, it was going to be a better life. It was going to be a free life. It was going to be an independent life. And there wasted his substance with riotous living. Oh, how is it now? Oh, let us each say for a moment now in our own conscience, how is it? When we have received all that bounty from the Lord, and the Lord continues to give us that bounty day by day. Oh, and we have read, congregation, that holy law of God. Oh, how jealous is he of that holy name. Oh, he says, bow not down to the idols in this world. But what is our life? Oh, what is living now in our hearts? Oh, is it not? Must we not say? Must we not confess it? Oh, that it is a wasting of our substance with riotous living. Oh, is there any thought of him? Do we miss his communion? No. No, because we are too busy with all the things that are in this life. And we are enjoying this life. So that it is even maybe, children, a burden. This morning? Is that so? Can I play your games? And can I go outside? And we have to sit in the house of the Lord. Burden? Yes, that is because you have received that from your father and your mother. That wretched and that depraved heart. And we wish to live out our life in this world. And we say, Lord, leave me alone. But now our second thought. The experience of this want, and when he had spent all, there arose a mighty famine in that land, and he began to be in want. We read here, congregation, of a greatly different want than he had before. Than he had before when he has asked his father to divide unto him his goods. No, here is not just desire. Here is not just covetousness. But here is need. And why need? Well, Solomon says, riches certainly make themselves wings, and they fly away as an eagle toward heaven. And he had taken many riches with him. He had a great inheritance. But now there came a day when that substance was all wasted. And it was all gone because of his riotous living. And then at the same moment, we read, there arose a mighty famine in that land. So food that was scarce, and food that was very expensive. And he began to be in want. No, not just desire, not just covetousness. But he began to miss the most essential things in life. He began to miss that which could sustain his life. And if he did not receive it, then he would have to die. And he began to be in want. Oh, congregation, how different the life of this man now became. From a great plenty to a great want. From everything that his heart could wish to nothing. From great riches to poverty. Very poor. And he began to be in want. And now how is it? In that true conversion, this is how it is. Then that people, they begin to be in want. Or as long as we are in our natural state in this world, then we have plenty. With everything that the Lord has given to us in our life, all the common gifts, then it is enough for us. And we can live out our life in this world. But as soon as that Holy Spirit of the Lord begins in the life of a man, then this want begins. Why? Because there is a new life. And that new life that is not able to be sustained by all the things of this world. And that new life cannot live off all the enjoyments and all the pleasures that old life lived off of. Oh, this man, with all the riches and the goods that he had, comes into poverty. And such a man now, he realizes that though he has all in this world, beautiful home, a large family, a loving family, but I miss the most essential thing. Oh, I miss that thing that I cannot miss. Shall it be well with me for time and for eternity? Is there such a man? Is there such a man? Is there such a woman? Is there such a boy? Is there such a girl in our midst in this morning. That begins to be in want. That feels something of all of the lack and of all of the emptiness. And is not able to live from all his old life. And began to be in want. And he went and joined himself to a citizen of the country. And he sent him into his fields to feed swine. What is it? It is an attempt, congregation, to deliver himself from his want. It is an attempt to deliver himself from the awful circumstances that he has brought himself into. It is an attempt to earn a little bread that he may be able to go on, that his life may be sustained. Oh, what will he not do in such circumstances? Oh, how he is willing to humble himself. How he is willing to do anything. Oh, could he only preserve his own life? Then he is willing even to take the lowest place. Oh, then he is even willing to go and to feed the swine. An attempt to deliver himself. But it is a useless attempt. And why a useless attempt? Because, congregation, he has gone to the wrong place. Oh, it is a citizen of that country. And those citizens of that country, they are in the same circumstances he is in. Because it is a great famine. And no one has whereof to give him. And so he experiences it to be. And he would fain have filled his belly with the husks that the swine did eat. And no man gave unto him. Solomon says, the rich have many friends, but the poor is hated even of his own neighbor. Before he had many friends, but now all his money is gone, and now all his friends are gone too, and they have left him. And what is now he find of all his labors? When he is laboring to save his life, oh, they are labors that do not satisfy. He would fain have filled his belly with the husks that the swine did eat. Congregation, how is that now in that life of true conversion? When a man begins to be in want, oh, that way that is so hidden to a person. How a man can wander over this world sometimes for so many years, actually without direction. Oh, that he does not know what to do. Oh, one thing he knows, that he cannot continue in the way that he is, that he cannot continue in that old life. One thing he knows, that that is a way that is leading unto death. But now where to go and what to do? Oh, then his mind and his heart that is not able to find that way. But oh, actually, he cannot do nothing either. Why? Because he is in want. Oh, because that heart that is crying, because that heart that is in such a very great need, and that great need that is pressing upon him, but he does not know where to go or what a trouble that a man can have as he is going over this world as a consequence of his own sin, but also as a consequence of the working of that Spirit of the Lord within him. And what shall he now do? Oh, he will now try to deliver himself. Or what else can he do? And he went and joined himself to a citizen of that country, and he sent him into his fields to feed swine. Oh, the want of that people that is so great, that they are willing to humble themselves so low. And now by this citizen of the country, whom does the Lord Jesus mean? Oh, the Lord Jesus. We know why that he has said this parable. We know what those Pharisees and those scribes have said unto the Lord Jesus. And now by the citizen of this country, the Lord Jesus, he is pointing out those scribes and those Pharisees. He is pointing them out with their duty religion. He is pointing them out with the hopes that they were setting upon that people when they set that people to work. He is pointing them out when he sets before them a citizen of that country, and that is bringing that people to labor, and to labor under what? Under an old covenant. And that people, they are so willing to labor. Oh, it's different from before. Then he wanted no labor. No. Then he was enjoying all this world. But when the Lord comes, we are ready to labor. Oh, and that people, they go to work. And then he will try to help himself. He will try to relieve his want. He will try to prevent his own destruction. And now what do that people have to experience in all those labors? Fruitless. It does not better their condition. No, time goes on and it only gets worse. And he would fain have filled his belly with the husks that the swine did eat, and no man gave unto him. Oh, the hunger, congregation of the people, the hunger of the people, but there is no satisfaction, and the labor of the people. Oh, they would fill their belly with the husks. What is a husk? The husk, that is just what is on the outside. It has no kernel. There is nothing left in it. And now they would fain fill their bellies with that which can provide them no meat and no drink and no sustenance and no life. Because of the want, and because they know of nothing else. And that man, oh, he experiences that man himself. He is such a miserable comforter, because man also cannot give him what he wants. Oh, and then the people, just congregation, so wretched. And so miserable. But let us sing. Psalter 389, 1, 2, and 3. Lord, hear me in distress. Regard my suppliant cry. And in thy faithfulness and righteousness reply. In judgment do not cause thy servant to be tried. Before thy holy laws, no man is justified. 1, 2, and 3 of 389. Thank you. our last thought, the fruit of this want. And when he came to himself, he said, how many hired servants of my father's have bread enough and to spare, and I perish with hunger. I will arise and go to my father, and will say unto him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and before thee, and am no more worthy to be called thy son. Make me as one of thy hired servants. And when he came to himself, congregation, as long as we are not in the right way, then we are beside ourselves. But when we come in the right way, then we come to ourselves. And in true conversion, then a man, he begins to be in want. But he still has to see. He still has to find that way that all of those wants, they can be fulfilled. What is now the great change that is in these few verses? Oh, there is a blessed change here. It is actually the change from the way of works to the way of grace. Can we not then say that then a man comes to himself? Oh, that man, he came to an end of all of his own labors. And all of his own labors, they were leading him where? Only unto death. And he receives nothing from them. And now what does he consider? Oh, he considers betaking himself to the mercy and to the compassion of his Father. That is, congregation, one of the most significant points in the life of the true church of God. Because here it is that people, they become a partaker of that hope that will never make them ashamed. There is a work that comes so close to that work of grace. There was an Orpah, and she followed along with Ruth. And there was a Pliable, and he came out of that city of destruction with a Christian. Thus, there is a people that are walking along with that true church of God. Do they experience a want? Yes, they do too. They do too. Because there is not one of us whose heart is satisfied with all this world. Not one. So in that sense, oh, there is no distinction between the true church and the hypocrite. We were not created to be satisfied with the things that are temporal, because we are spiritual beings. And this world does not fulfill. So there is also for that people that walk along a certain want and a certain distress. And that is why they are beginning on that path of religious duty. But though none of us can distinguish between Ruth and Orpah and between Christian and Pliable, there is a fundamental difference between the two. The Lord knows, because one is his work and one is not his work. But there must come a time that fundamental difference that makes itself evident. It comes out. Where does it come out? That is at this point, where this prodigal, he comes to himself. That people that are walking alone, they never come to themselves. The one goes back to the city of destruction. He returns as a sow to wallow in the mire. And the other goes on. Goes on where? Oh, it goes past that wicked gate. Or it goes on to the city of morality. And there he lives out his life of duty. And that is a people who never come to an end of all of their labors. And who never are given to betake themselves to the way of mercy, to the way of grace. But here is now where that true work of God is making itself evident. And here is now where that false work is falling away. What do we read? I will arise and go to my Father. Congregation, is not this a way that is so remarkably different than the way that he has gone before? This is not the way of merit anymore. This is the way of grace. This is the way of Christ. Oh, and that man changes from serving that city of that other country. And his thoughts, they go back to the love and the mercy of his Father. Then it's a new way. A completely new way. And there is in that way hope. There is in that way an expectation. And he expects because he knows something of that mercy and that love of that Father. And it is an expectation that is not going to be put to shame. There is already in this moment a hope for this, an expectation of this. That is the way of faith. That is the way by which a man approaches unto the mercy seat of God. That is the way by which a man may cast himself upon his good pleasure. With all his case, this is that way that Esther said, I will go in unto the king. And if I perish, I perish. Or I will arise and go to my Father. What is necessary for this? Then he has to come in the guilt. I will arise and go to my Father. And I will say unto him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and before thee. Orpah wept, and Saul wept, and he said, I have sinned. And Pharaoh said, I have sinned. But none of them have come to the confession of this young man. And because of the guilt, that man, he becomes in himself unworthy of the sonship. I am no more worthy to be called thy son, because it was a willful departure, because it was a sin against love. To be called thy son, no, I will not even ask for it. I will not ask for this, because of that great blessing. Oh, I am so unworthy. No, it would not be right. It would not be right. When the Lord would take me back in such a way. But I cannot be without a place altogether. Oh, if I may have just the least. Make me as one of thy hired servants. Make me the least of the least. If I may only come again into thy presence. What does the apostle say? He says, I am the least of the apostles, and I am not worthy to be called an apostle, because I persecuted the church of God. I will arise, and I will go unto my Father, and I will say unto him, I have sinned. Congregation, is there now a people that begin to be in want? Oh, we have left our Maker. All of us. A willful departure in our father Adam. But is there now a people that begin to be in want? And we have taken our journey into a far country. All of us. But now in that far country, is there a people that begin to be in want? And we have wasted our substance with riotous living. But isn't there now a people who begin to be in want? That is the first step of the way back. And without this congregation, let us never deceive ourselves. Without this, we don't go back. But how does it now go with that people in that far country who are in want? How does it go now in your life? Because it can go two ways. There we have the distinction between the Ruth and the Orpah. Oh, how is it when we have joined ourselves to the citizen of that far country? How is it when we have begun our labors to come back again? How is it under all of our religious duties? Does it go forward? Or does it not fulfill? Can you not understand it? Did you think it will be different? Are you so discouraged? Because all you say, I have been trying, and I have now been seeking for how many years? And it seems like it only goes further and further into the pit. And it seems like it only gets worse and worse. Does your want increase? And is your seeking congregation all in vain? What did this young man do? What did he do? What did he do in his wretchedness? What did he do in his misery? What did he do in his want? He said, I will arise and go to my father, and I will say to him, Father, I have sinned. Is that not a different way? Is that not a way, congregation, now, that your soul might try? All the way of repentance, and the way of confession, and the way of mercy, and the way of grace. And doesn't he himself promise, all that the Father giveth me shall come to me, and him that cometh unto me I will in no wise cast out. Amen. O Lord of heaven and of earth, look on us all together. Bless thy word. Feed thy people. Open the eyes of the blind and of those that labor. O that they may be as that bird who escapeth free, that he may fly into his rest. Remember us further in this day. Bring us with desire together in this afternoon hour. Help us to bring and to hear thy word and forgive all our sin. For Jesus' sake, amen. 363, 1, 2, 4, and 5. From the depths do I invoke thee. Lord, to me incline thy ear. To my voice be thou attentive, and my supplication hear. 1, 2, 4, and 5 of 363. Receive the blessing of the Lord and go in peace. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. Amen. Blessing.